Michael McDonald and Friends.
Oh, remember I showed you that? Yeah, now you remember
what?
That
thing. Michael McDonald.
Aaron,
sorry.
Sing some Michael McDonald for us. Yeah. You don't know any Michael McDonald? He does. I keep forgetting not in love anymore.
What?
I keep forgetting things I'll never be the same again.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he also does.
Does he really sing?
Yeah, we don't know the words.
That's the problem. So it's just
my... He's got a very distinctive voice.
It kind of reminds me of that guy that does it. I don't know my...
Yeah, yeah, Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville and him are, yeah.
And I know like, I love you.
What?
But the fool believes.
Yeah, that's
a weird
that's McDonald's
song.
Yeah, he's in that band.
It's
that's
like
the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, that was the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of all the songs where they do really weird vocals
really
like
good
that.
Cover of that. I'll find it for you.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Like, what's the other singers? They do that weird like with their voice. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know much. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Another one is that. Oh, God, we were making fun of it so much. I completely forgot what song it was. But it was supposedly some rock album. Mm. And they kind of do something weird with their voice like that. But it was more like. Like that.
Oh, there's that guy, yeah.
Kind of like that. Like a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like a rock. I forgot the other one.
How is a truck like a rock?
Does it move?
I was like me.
You should throw this in as an extra.
Yeah, well, I'm recording right now because I want these guys to talk about this orange soda.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
What's this called? Read the bottle. Can you read that?
It's a French soda. It's so fancy.
It's from France.
Imported sparkling French soda, blood orange.
Oh my god.
Naturally flavored sparkling soda.
Is a blood orange like a blood diamond?
Yes, in every way. Carbonated water, sugar, concentrate, orange, citric acid, and beta. Something or other is colored.
Chemical X.
Orange flavor.
Oh, no, man. You got Powerpuff
with
powers.
Natural flavors. I always feel weird when it says just natural flavors. I'm like, yeah, but what natural?
Yeah.
You couldn't list how natural they were?
They can't.
This
product
is tasty.
Of France. Uh-huh. It has 90
yeah,
calories.
Yeah, I like it too.
What?
22 grams of sugar, zero protein. Ridiculous, by the way.
It tastes better than an orange soda, I'd say. Like, you know, like a, I don't know.
You're paying for the bottle.
Oh, yeah, it's a fancy bottle.
It's a fancy, or don't point it towards me.
It's empty.
You're going to pop my eye off.
Don't pop anybody's eye out, Aaron.
It has an old-timey top.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you pop off
my eye!
Flipping the metal piece. Yeah.
It's the kind of bottle you'd see in a teenage bedroom all along the windowsill.
You know this is pretty fancy when it says on the bottle that it's artisanal sodas.
Oh.
Manufactured in France.
Oh, I got this fancy vinegar drink that nobody wanted, so, you know, I guess this is...
I drank
this
that yesterday.
Good. Yes, I remember. Did you have any
I drank
adverse
the whole thing. No.
Effects?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, he was.
Tomorrow you're going to be at the store and
it was horrific.
It looks like there's, like, the glass has letters that are pressed into it and a little seal, and it looks like it's a picture of, like, Mount St. Michel or something.
Mount St. Michel.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
It looks like a church. Kind of.
Gayer Freight.
May I see this bottle?
Maison Fondé, 1895.
What a fool believes. No, okay, sorry.
I saw someone trying to get down to that song once, and it's a weird song to try to get down to.
I guess it can't be worse than those kids trying to mosh pit to Sugar Ray.
That was the thing.
At the county fair, right?
Oh, the misguided youth of Ventura.
Like it was hardcore.
When it's over. Oh, yeah!
Mm-hmm. Or it was also Smash Mouth, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, Smash Mouth. I mean, everybody moshes to Smash Mouth. I mean,
that's ridiculous, just, you know, Joel. That's Shrek. Just silly.
And I find everything about Smash Mouth irritating. Their videos, the vocals, the music, their songs.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be sad if he was listening to this podcast right now and he was like a really big fan? He's just like, aww.
I respect you guys as musicians, but I'm sorry, I find the music irritating.
probably the only concert I've been to this year. Best concerts.
Really? Yeah.
Might as well be walking up the sun.
It was a bucket list concert. I had to go just to experience.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, you're a real Shrek head, so that's true. Part of your
it's true. Thing. Shrek. All my Shrek tattoos. Shrek 1, Shrek 2, Shrek 3.
The worst is that big third. Back piece.
The Puss in Boots.
Yeah, that one's pretty gnarly, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to draw me that picture of the donkey and the dragon. Well, anyways. Oh. Yeah. So I got you guys those fancy wine glasses. Do you feel elegant?
This is a night to remember. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel. And we're all surrounded by candles.
Yep.
What's that smell? Oh, no.
Is that hot oils I smell? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we like to put on Michael McDonald to get the mood going here with the wine glasses.
Mm-hmm. Slow things down a bit.
Didn't Danger Zone for... Top Gun as well.
He wrote Danger Zone for the person who sings Danger Zone?
I think so.
That's interesting.
I don't know. The Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Wrong man.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I
bet they hung out on the yacht together, though.
Kenny Loggins has the voice of an angel. That's completely different.
Kenny Loggins is amazing. Right?
I don't know who any of these people are. But...
Well, Kenny Loggins. Yeah. We can all sing that stuff, right? Who? He did Danger Zone. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do the Robin Hood song also?
What? Robin Hood? That's Bryan Adams.
Oh, Bryan Adams. Okay. What about that?
Bryan Adams.
What about. Oh, wait. He did that one. He did Footloose, right?
What? Kenny Loggins did Footloose.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why when you're mentioning this, all of a sudden pops in my head is that stupid Three Musketeers song.
Yeah, that's Bryan Adams too, right? Bryan Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart. That's a great. You should see that video.
I haven't thought about that video in a while because they show like clips of it. One of my babysitters used to like to watch that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie.
And I remember seeing music video clip like before the movie, like a little second before.
Stay tuned for after the credits.
Oh, what a bonus just for me after.
I paid all three of you geniuses to write a song for my movie, and it has to include the Three Musketeers main line in it.
I like how the music video for it tried to make it seem like, oh my god, it's just such a timeless masterpiece that we have to take scene by scene in slow motion and probably have some guy crying. Was it a dark room or something he was singing? I don't remember.
I can remember are the angles.
Oh, there's the a part where they're all standing around the piano.
They're
having the time of their lives.
Yeah. like they were just three buddies that were hanging out and they decided to sing a song together.
It's like Sting just like smiling at his friends like, yeah.
I know some of the things, like, whenever they had music videos for, like, a movie that are really cheesy or like that, they're always in some weird, like ballroom or, like, dance room, and it has the really big windows with the white curtains that are kind of open.
Yeah.
And blowing.
I was thinking I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
But what's the thing he won't do, though? I just saw him on that Rocky Horror picture show.
We were watching that at a Halloween party recently.
Well, we weren't really watching. It was kind of just projected onto a wall.
The wall.
Cool. And we just nodded at
it. It's just something that has to be done, right?
Yeah. Mm. They also had Shaun of the Dead playing in the den.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Yeah.
Get rid of that Janet Jackson record.
Oh, that's right.
Huh?
I can't remember.
Only way to kill a zombie.
Yeah. Probably.
This soda's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the,
let me sniff it.
Kind of reminds me of those, like, Pellegrino orange ones.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It tastes like
I can't really have soda, but I'm sniffing it. It has the most sugary, like, Tic Tacs. They smell like the orange
Tic Tacs.
Yeah, it's
like the orange Tic Tac smell.
Blood orange Tic Tacs.
But it has, like, a,
Yeah,
effervescence to it or something.
One of the reasons why I chose this flavor for this episode was because I really like the San Pellegrino blood orange one.
And blood orange.
Me too.
I wanted to see what how it would compare to that one. And I feel that it's very comparable, actually. Very.
Yeah, I just had one of the Mandarin ones the other night, and it is. It's similar to those ones. But this is like a bigger size, so you can just get a whole bottle of it if you feel like this kind of drink.
Yeah, but this bottle goes fast. Like, I had one glass of it, and you guys just had barely enough to fill your wine glasses there.
Your pimp goblet.
It's weird.
Chalice.
Yes.
I hit myself in the tooth with a topper.
It's a season.
The audience needs to know the full level of our commitment to this particular thing. You know, I'm banging my mouth on things that I should be putting near it or whatever.
Yeah, I watched it. It was a process.
It was
quite a process. I wish I could think of a drink to bring, but I can't have anything citrus or carbonated, so...
I think I can make an exception for the show, if you want to bring something that's non-carbonated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We'll drink it, absolutely.
I mean, we're breaking the rules left and right all over the place.
Beverage, yeah.
That vinegar drink is not carbonated.
Well, does it have to be store-bought, or can it be, like, made?
I probably will.
If you're going to make it, you got to come out with a cool name for it.
Oh, well, I was just going to make Yuja cha.
I don't know if I would drink it. I'm sorry.
No, you don't
I'm so picky. I just don't like, I don't know.
Oh, do you want me to tell you what's in it?
Sure.
It's just like any kind of citrus. Usually use Yucha, but since you can't really get it in America, I substitute with some lemon, ginger, honey, and that's basically...
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
And you have it on either cold or hot water.
It's like lemonade? But with, like, ginger and honey?
I guess so. It's like a Korean drink, usually when you're sick or something, or if it's during the season, you could either have it in hot water or cold, and it really helps, and it's really good for you.
Oh, cool.
And then the other one is ponche.
Ponche?
Ponche.
What's
okay.
that? It's like a Mexican, festive drink where you take tons of fruit, and you just kind of...
Oh, yeah,
cut it
I've had that before.
Cinnamon and the... But no, not for you, Joel. Okay.
I'm sorry. I only like American drinks.
Shut up, Joel.
Like this French soda.
Shut up.
No, it's not really. I don't know what it is, but like since. I think maybe I saw somebody making horchata and I heard about somebody making kombucha. And ever since then, I've been like a little bit sketched out.
By people making things?
About people kombucha. Making a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want any person off the street being like, hey,
silly.
Try my kombucha. Like, no, dude. That's fungus.
Do people come up to you and say that? Joel?
Yeah,
like,
all
hey,
the time.
Dude.
I'm like, I'm wearing
it. Are you know friends
with is, a lot. If it's wrong, I guess like, do you guys like aloe?
Not to drink. I just rub it all over my head.
Oh, you don't drink it?
Mm-mm.
It's really tasty.
I've had it before. Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
It gives me
There's
poops.
Different flavors of it. What, Joel?
Poops.
I do. I'm more tolerant of drinks than I am of food. Like, I'm really picky about food, but with drinks, I can, even if I don't like the taste of it, I can drink it.
Sure, you say that now, but when I tried to give you gasoline, you were like, no, I'm not going to drink that.
Don't drink gasoline.
What?
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't drink gasoline.
But you should drink this soda.
What's it called?
Sprouts Farmer's Market French Soda Imported Sparkling French Soda Blood Orange French Soda French Soda.
Wow.
From France.
Is it from France? Is it from France? Tell me quick!
It's from...
Where's it from?
It's French.
Mexico.
Damn it. It comes from France.
Product of France.
Of French? We come from France?
Dressing.
Oh my gosh.
Peru.